Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, happy day to you and yours. And if you've been looking at your health insurance recently, you know that, hey, what happens every year? Number one, prices go up. Number two, deductibles might go up. Number three, copays might go up as well. But remember, it's not going to be the same exact plan that you have every year. First of all, if you're a federal employee or post employee, remember, open enrollment is coming up every year. Come, just think Halloween and Thanksgiving. That is open enrollment. So end of October, you know, you got to start prepping. Most of my federal employees, your open enrollment is going to be end of November, like mid-November through December. November, December, to be effective in January. So whatever decisions you've made around Thanksgiving for your health insurance, it's going to come effective right after New Year's. So, and then for the whole year, right? So whatever plan you have is going to be the January through December plan you have for the following year. And read your ANOC, your annual notification of change. Yes, that is acronymically correct. ANOC means annual notification of change. And you want to know what's happening next year. I'll tell you a horror story. How about I go to review somebody's postal pay stub and I see that they're paying per pay period $685. That is per pay period. How many pay periods do you have a year? 26. $680+ a pay period? I don't think so. I said, what's this? They said, yeah, last year, that was like $400 or $300 a pay or something like that. It was still expensive. We still should have looked at that. But they were accustomed to it being $300 or something a pay period. Not as bad, not near as bad. It's double. They said, yeah, we just didn't do anything. Like we never do anything. And the plan renewed the following year, but at that higher price. Well, yeah, if you do nothing, you auto continue the current plan you have. Had they looked and realized what the price was going to be, they would have got out of Dodge and changed their plans. Remember, every single year, whether you're working or retired, you are able to make changes to the health insurance plan you have within the Fed. So you can say, oh, I'm going to go from Blue Cross to GEHA to Aetna to mail handlers to Kaiser and back around again. It doesn't matter what plan you have, you're still Fed. So that five-year requirement is satisfied by having any which of those different plans. So keep that in mind. It's good to look at the plan for the following year. At least just read the first page of the annual notification of change to see what is changing. That's usually how they make you aware of what's changing. It's usually, hey, this year you have this, next year you have this. Are you cool with that? And that happens also when you cross over and you go into the next realm and you meet Mr. Tumnus at the lamppost and you go into Narnia and you are then age 65 or more and have access to Medicare. Totally different world. And now you have a red, white, and blue card. And here you have it. If you have Medicare A and B, then that allows you to do some other pretty cool things as well. But remember, while you're working, you have no need or desire to pay the additional premium for Part B. So kind of nice, easy way to remember if you're working or a spouse of a federal employee, yes, A, no, B. How much do you pay for A? You don't. There's no monthly premium for A. And Part B does have a monthly premium, which is why you have no desire to turn it on until after retirement. So let's look at what this even means. You've got A, B, C, D, and then subs. So here's your history of Medicare, when it started, and there's a ton of people on it. You will be too one day if you're not already. You got A, B, C, and D, and Medicare supplements. And then here's Raina's fun way to remember it. Remember, Raina thinks she's funny, but she also likes to say things in a silly way so you actually remember them. You may not remember all the cool little details I shared with you, but you remember me being an idiot and talking about silly stuff to where you remember that. So here we go. A means admitted. I got admitted to the hospital. You don't pay for that. B, I saw Dr. Bob, or that's my specialist or my doctor. And that is what you don't want to spend money on right now because you, A, well, number one, you already have it through your Fed coverage. And number two, there's no reason for the redundancy of coverage yet because you're not required to, and there's no penalty while you're working. D is drugs. That's an easy one to remember. That's prescription drugs. You also already have that while you're working. And then after separation, we have another conversation to have. C equals A, B, and D, but it's underwritten by a company. Just happens to rhyme, kind of fun. A, B, and D is all part of C by a company. So when you see the commercials in the afternoon right before Judge Judy and after Wapner, which I don't think is even on anymore, but that sounds fun, you see the advertisements for all the private companies that you've heard of saying, hey, we have a zero monthly premium plan or save money on Part B. Those are Med Advantage plans. And those companies help manage all of your Medicare stuff. So A, a little bit of history. If you only had a Part A and you did not have other coverages, you have a deductible and it's primarily, it's for hospitals. You pay nothing. But while you're working, if you have A as well, while you're working, Medicare is secondary. But the moment you retire, that flips. Medicare will then be primary after retirement. If you have B this year, 2025, the monthly premium, standard monthly premium, that is $185. Raina, what do you mean if it was a standard? What are you talking about? Well, look at the next line. Every income band that you go up to, that you increase your income, will charge you more 2 years after you made that income. So for example, 2 years ago, if I broke this income band, I would be paying more monthly for my Part B premium for that year based on my tax returns from the 2 years before. But if I only made a bunch of money in that 1 year, the following year, that's not going to happen again. It's not like, oh, you did it once, you can do it forever. I'm just reflecting 2 years ago how much money I made to determine what my Part B premium is. And again, you can wait to enroll in Part B after retirement. You have 8 months, 8 months after retirement to turn on Part B with no penalty if you want to. And then that, of course, gets deducted from Social Security benefits if you're taking them. If you're not, then you can stroke a check or you can put it on auto draft right out of the bank. And if you don't, within that 8 months, and then you decide to turn it on later, you get the penalty. 10% extra for every year that you didn't have it after you should have post-retirement, or if you're not a federal employee post age 65, unless you're the spouse of a federal employee, then you have the 8 months anyway as well. Now, this, doggone it, I thought it was right here. Let me show you. If 2 years ago I made individually, if I made $150,000 in the year, I'm going to be paying $370 a month for my Part B premium in the 2 years after I had that income tax return. So they call this IRMA, the income-related Medicare adjustment amount. And it just costs you more. The reason we want to be very sensitive to this is because when you're talking to me, we're also talking about TSP and 401k distributions and IRAs and paying tax on money that you just grab from buckets. And if you grab too much out of the bucket, all of a sudden you're rich as far as Medicare is concerned. And 2 years later, you get slapped with this extra monthly premium. So there's a couple of things we want to avoid. Number one, paying too much tax. Number two, paying too much in Medicare premiums if it's unnecessary. Now, if it's just your job and it's the J-O-B word of the day, and you are able to just, you're going to just make that money anyway, you can't help it, then you accept it, you swallow the pill. But if you only made 90 grand and then you withdrew 100 grand out of your thrift, then, you know, that was your choice And had we spoken, we could have avoided it. So let's talk first about this, because when I have my people that are coming up on 65 or 65 and older, and they're saying, yeah, I'm going to buy a property, I'm going to rip it out of my TSP, I'm probably going to be, well, not probably, I'm going to be showing them this and say, you sure could, but prepare yourself for paying extra, not only tax, but extra Part B premiums 2 years from now. Now, Medicare Part C is A, B, and D, but written by a private company. Many, many people are on this. I think it's more than a third by now. Our numbers say a third, but I'm pretty sure in reality it's more than that. In order to have Part C, you've got to have A and B. That's why while you're working, you would not have an Advantage plan. There's no reason, because you don't have B, because you don't need to spend the extra money. But many of you, my postal employees especially, are mandated to turn on Medicare Part B after separation. And with that A and B, you have this extra cost. Well, call your friend Raina and our team, because there are ways some Medicare Advantage plans can reduce the cost of Part B. And I have some people that they're not spending $185 a month. They're spending $10.30 on Medicare Part B. And other people, maybe you're spending more, but still they have a reduction either way. And Medicare Part C is full, it's considered comprehensive health insurance. You have redundancy of healthcare. But some people will keep both because they like to have that extra coverage and they're accustomed to having the federal plan. They were used to it. That's totally fine. The Med Advantage will then be primary. So in retirement, Medicare is primary. And in this case, if you have an Advantage plan, some people call Advantage a replacement, because Med Advantage, that company, manages your Medicare. In fact, Medicare pays the company to deal with us. It's kind of a pretty good relationship. They're like, I don't want to deal with this guy. Let me pay you to do it. And that's what they do. Now, many of these Med Advantage plans have what they call a Part B reduction or a give back. And essentially, it saves you monthly on that cost of the $185 or whatever dollar amount you're paying. And I have some people down here in the lovely Sunshine State of Florida paying not $185 a month, but $10.30, because of some of the plans that reduce so much of that monthly premium. But there are plans nationwide that will have reductions. It just depends on your region. Some, you know, subsections or micro areas may not have one, but hey, give us a call. Let's see if there's something available for you. It's at least good to know what you can and can't have. But again, in retirement, Medicare is primary, and then your Fed would be secondary. Now, technically, after separation and after having enrolled in an Advantage plan, if that's the way to go for you, you are able to then do something called suspension. That is suspension, not cancellation. Cancellation means it's gone forever. Once you cancel your health care, it's gone. Bye-bye. Sayonara. But a suspension allows you to put it on a shelf. It's almost in purgatory. But you can pray it out of purgatory in any open enrollment in the future. That is, suspension means you can not pay for it and not use your federal health plan. But in the future, at any open enrollment, you can decide to change your mind, turn it right back on again, start paying for it again, and start using your federal plan if you feel like it in the future. After having helped many, many people with many, many Advantage plans, I've had zero people turn back on their health plan if they do go through the process of a suspension, which is a very easy process. It's one form you send in because they're saving so much money, like significant dollars. Med Advantage still has a max out of pocket. Most of them are almost the same as what you have right now, like Blue Cross and most of these Med Advantage plans are almost the exact same max out of pocket. So it's a very comparable option. Is anything for everyone? No. Is it worth looking at what is available for you in your area to make a comparison and an informed decision? Absolutely, yes. And that is a big part of what you want to go through in a meeting with me and my team, because first of all, you don't know what you don't know. And if you haven't looked at it, like most people haven't read the Medicare and You handbook, because why would they when they're nowhere near it? But even after having read it, they're thinking, what did I just read? That's one of the benefits of at least doing a little bit of your own research and then reaching out to us to go over it. We live it, we breathe it, and we are nationwide. Looking forward to chatting with you and helping you make some of these choices and at least weighing the options to where you have all the information you need to actually make a decision. Thank you for listening to me, and we'll look forward to talking with you, whether it's about Medicare, IRAs, life insurance, health insurance, or just getting you out of Dodge the right way the first time. But let's look at your health insurance to make a good plan that'll last you forever.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.